Each person is different. Personally, I can't expect to beat a long jump record when I have a very short stride because I'm a very short person. Hello and welcome back to the podcast. I hope you are doing well. It is really cold and I have a cup of coffee with me, so if you hear any weird pauses or breaks in the audio, it's because I'm drinking coffee to stay warm. On to the actual episode. Today's topic is new identities. So one thing that people tend to do is change their identities, which is generally done in one of two ways, unintentionally or intentionally. Changing identities can be a bit of a scary thing, but sometimes it can be for the best. One thing I think that we as people need to do is understand what the change is, what our new identity is, and then go from there. And either way, change is change, it's gonna happen. Before I get into the actual episode, I completely forgot it's Pride Month, so happy Pride to anyone who is in the Alphabet Mafia, as they call it. Yeah, that can also be a change now that I think about it. I completely forgot, so do you. But yeah, that can also be seen as a identity change and accepting it and yourself and others. So yeah, use that as your example if need be. But for this episode, I had two different examples. So one is a change you bring intentionally, and the other is unintentional change. And the examples I use is a friend of mine recently became a mom. That is generally an intentional change because you have time to prepare for it. And even though being a parent is something you can never fully prepare to be, it's a change and an identity shift. You are not just a mother. You were first a girlfriend, a fiance, a wife, and now you are a mother. Each of those stages had changes that came along with it. Whereas a child having a sibling and going from an only child to, you know, a sibling is an unintentional change. They just have to go along with it. So a lot of children do throw tantrums when they're younger because there's a baby around and they're not understanding. But being able to speak to their child and explain the situation does help navigate change, and also spending time with that child does help. But not accepting these changes in these different stages of life could actually cause you to get stuck in a certain phase and feel left behind. This is, at least in my armchair opinion, something I think that has happened to someone I know, where they've never really gotten past a certain age and stage in their life and they struggle to move forward. And that is something I think a lot of people can relate to, because you just want to go back. Everyone wants to just go back in time and in life, and unfortunately you can't. You can only go forward, you cannot go back. That technology is not available to us yet. But definitely being stuck is something we can all relate to, or just wanting to go back to when life was easier can be a thing. But the best way to handle and navigate change is by taking control of the narrative of this new identity. Because if you can take this identity, supersede the changes, and flip it on its head so that it's from your perspective and it's now your choice to do these things, you are in control, you are pushing the narrative, and you are the one that can change how you adapt to this new identity. So by this I mean, if you are going through changes in your jobs, and you can tell yourself, my identity is that I am a capable employee no matter who I work for. The statement will always be true, regardless of who your employer is, because you are the one creating the identity. You are the one controlling that, regardless of the changes happening to who the employer is, you are still a capable employee, regardless of who you work for. Those are ways in which you can take ownership and acceptance of these identities, even if it wasn't that way previously. So you could have been called an employee who just barely manages to work for X company. Whereas you can say, I was underappreciated at X company, but going forward, I will be appreciated at any company I work for. You take control of the narrative, you change it up, and you make it work for yourself. In a similar way, we hold power by taking control of the situation, of the narrative, and choosing to proceed, even if you choose to not proceed. So saying, I'm a great employee, no matter where I work, is going to be true. However, right now I'm choosing not to work just so I can have some time for myself. So regardless of the employer, I am capable. However, right now I don't want to have an employer because I just want time for myself. You then hold the power once again. It's not you being seen as incapable or incompetent. You are actually boosting yourself by showing that just because you aren't working doesn't mean you aren't valuable. It actually makes you more valuable because you can now pick and choose. You hold the power once again. In the same way, going from being a wife to now a mother is a lot of changes to go through, not only mentally but physically, and then also just in your life. Everything you do now is completely different, and it's hard. I've spoken to my bestie about this, and it's hard. Before, during, and after, it is a hard process. Prep can help, but it can only do so much until you are in the situation. It's kind of like exams. You can study for it, you can prepare for it, you can cram as much information into your skull as possible, but nothing will prepare you for when you actually get the exam paper and write the actual test. There's nothing that can prepare you for that. It just happens. And I'm kind of just making it very simple, but that's just to emphasize the point that you can only do so much, but you can do something. And this is kind of the best affirmation, or whatever you want to say to yourself, or however you want to phrase it, is that whatever your personal capacity is, you are capable. It's as simple as repeating, I am going to be the best at this thing that I can be, and that's okay. For whatever situation you are in, if you are someone who's never gone to the gym regularly, you know you're out of shape. But instead of beating yourself up and comparing yourself to others, you can literally say, I'm going to the gym, I'm going to do the best that I can do, and that is enough. Good to go. Each person is different. Personally, I can't expect to beat a long jump record when I have a very short stride because I'm a very short person. The best I can do is to jump as far as I physically can and be okay with that. Because I can prepare, I can learn, I can run, I can jump, but I will never be able to set the record because there are just other people who are naturally taller, have a naturally longer stride, and can easily beat the record I set for myself. And that's okay. Because in the same way, they are capable of doing things that comes easy to them, naturally to them, are things that I might struggle with, and vice versa. There are things that I am capable of doing in my sleep that are very complex, whereas other people are just like, how do you do that? That is so difficult. And I'm just like, well, it's actually quite easy for me. I don't know why it's hard for others, but for me, it's just really easy. And that is the thing. To each their own, but it's how you identify these things. If you identify it as something hard, understand you can only do it to the best of your ability. If it's something that comes easy to you, understand that you are gifted and not everyone else will be able to do it in the same way. Understanding yourself, like last week's episode, knowing your faults, is the key. You are capable of changing your narrative, changing your identity. I'm gonna wake up tomorrow, I'm gonna post a reel that I've been editing, and my channel is gonna blow up, or my Instagram is gonna blow up, or my shorts are gonna blow up, and I'm gonna be a paid influencer, content creator, person on the internet, whatever you want to tell yourself. That can happen because you are in control of your identity. And that is one of the best lessons I think I could take from the book Atomic Habits. So I highly recommend you listen to it or read it or get the book and a notebook and highlight, make notes, do the thing. Because focusing on yourself and your identity is going to lay the foundation for anything else you want to do. You need to have a strong foundation, otherwise everything is going to crumble and it's going to be tough. Okay? You are capable, you are able, you can do this. Whatever it is you want to do, you can do it. So, that is my spiel. I will end off by saying, If you want to change yourself, focus on changing one aspect of yourself and your identity at a time. For me, I've let myself go in various ways in the last week or two, and I've decided to focus heavily on my sleep first of all, because I want to be someone who gets up early. And I've changed the narrative to say, I am someone who gets up early. I am someone who gets to bed at 10 p.m. and I'm asleep by 11. I am someone who is prepared for the next day, which makes falling asleep easier. Just by saying those things reinforces that I need to get to sleep early. I need to be in bed by 10 or winding down by 10 so that I can fall asleep by 11. I need to know my plans, so I'm planning things out better. All those things have a rollover effect, but they do the best job of reinforcing it for yourself, because your identity and who you are has got nothing to do with anyone. You are the one in charge of that. You need to decide, what am I gonna do? What am I gonna be? What am I going to affect in other people? And that is completely up to you. You are the one in charge. Which brings me to the song of this week, which is I Can by Naz. This song is an affirmation treasure trove. If you haven't listened to it, go get on that song, add it to an affirmation playlist, and just slay each day, because the song literally tells you to kind of like repeat these things, like, I know I can be what I want to be. Like, yes, you can. You need to put in the effort. You need to put in the work. Things will happen for you when the right time comes, because it's like the last man standing idea, where if you keep going and you don't give up, you'll eventually be the last man standing where everyone else has given up. So by default, you win. When everything is meant for you, it's meant for you, but it will come for you at the right time. So you can be doing something, and just because you've been doing it, but you aren't ready for the things that come with it, you're not going to get it. So you need to work on yourself and work on your thing, and eventually paths will cross, stars will align, and everything will just work out for you. So go find out what you need to work on. Start changing your identity piece by piece. And as usual, keep being a better being day by day. I will see you in the next episode. Love you. Bye.